Are you like a train? Do you even know how to make this? It should be 50-50 cranberry and OJ. Way more vodka, secondly. And I should have a garnish.
Listen, honey. I don't come down to where you work and slap the dick out of your mouth and tell you how to do your job, all right? Get the fuck out of here.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Lovely singing voice you must have.
No!
My parents were circus people.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Good day and welcome to the broadcast for Tuesday, April 27th, 2/10. My name is Tim and I have scoured the internet to find the funny just for your consumption. Let's get right to it, shall we? Here's a little clip that I found from Nathan Block on funnierdie.com.
How you doing, Hank?
Hey, Dr. Stewart. Okay.
I had a look at your biopsy and your x-rays. Have you been involved in any kind of domestic quarrels or altercations recently?
Yeah, actually, I mean, my girlfriend and I had a pretty big fight a few weeks ago.
Okay, okay.
You know, she said some things, I said some things.
Okay.
But I think things are better now.
I'm afraid not, Hank. I took a look at your charts, and at first I thought there was a mistake.
What is it?
It appears your girlfriend has ripped you a new asshole.
Oh, my God.
And from what I can tell from looking at your biopsy, seems your girl also broke your balls. Just totally broke your balls.
I can't believe this.
I can stitch up your new butthole, but you're going to have to let those scars to your growing heal with time. You've been badly whipped. Pussy whipped.
This is a nightmare.
Hank, I'm going to give you a 3-month prescription of Testimax.
Testimax? What is that?
It's a great new medicine designed for men with underdeveloped testicular capacity.
Does it work?
Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm saying it's right for you.
What does it do?
As it fortifies your testicles with the nutrients you lack, Testimax protects you against overly assertive females.
How many can I take right now?
Whoa. Side effects include hair loss, hair lip, rage, ass eyes, octopus breath, and blue balls.
How long until I'm the verbally abusive one?
Allow 3 weeks for maximum abusiveness. Results may vary in men with soft skin, smelly taints, and the devil's red curly hair.
I've been waiting out there for an hour. Are you and Dr. Pussyface done giving each other rectal exams? Come on, I have an appointment in 20 minutes. You can put your pants on in the car.
You shut your bitch mouth, or I swear I will kick you in the fucking tits.
Now that's fast relief.
Fuck yourself. Thanks, Testimax.
Testimax, grow a pair.
Also, a notable side effect would be divorce. Trust me on this one. So I haven't played a lot of music on this podcast, but my brother turned me on to this extremely white rapper, name of Jean LaJoie. Check this out. It's called...
Wait.
Every time I ramp up a song, I feel like I should do it the way Casey Kasem would. So here goes.
Moving up 3 notches to number 7, it's Jean LaJoie and Show Me Your Genitals.
Women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right. I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. Can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams. So why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist because I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch. Now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Where did all the time go? Well, that's all the time we have left for this episode. Please tune in next time for more internet comedy fun. Bye-bye.
The music plays and everyone must dance. I'm blowing out. I need a second chance.